This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He said the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. Addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said agriculture is the center of the government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said in the Union Budget 2024-25, there is big focus on sustainable agriculture. The International Conference of Agricultural Economists is being held in India after 65 years. The theme of the six-day triennial conference, organized by the International Association of Agricultural Economists, is transformation towards sustainable agri-food systems. It aims to tackle the pressing need for sustainable agriculture in the face of global challenges such as climate change, natural resource degradation, rising production costs and conflicts. The conference will highlight India's proactive approach to global agricultural challenges and showcase the nation's advancements in agricultural research and policy. Today is the last day of the special Lok Adalat organized by the Supreme Court. This initiative aims to provide justice to citizens in the simplest and quickest manner possible. The Supreme Court has organized this initiative to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the Apex Court. The Lok Adalats offer accessible and efficient justice, which is swift and cost-effective. Addressing the function, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said more than 1,000 cases were resolved in the Lok Adalat. He said cases related to civil, land acquisition and matrimonial were resolved in the Lok Adalat. Mr. Meghwal said Indian culture has a tradition of resolution through mediation. In Kerala, the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by the army is continuing in the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district. Rescue workers comprising the army, NDRF and other agencies have fanned out in the affected area in their bid to look out for more bodies. Following a request by the state government, the army has said it will airlift a Zaver radar for RECO radars along with operators from Delhi today. For deep search among the debris, it said the relief effort is being undertaken today mainly to recover bodies and to restore essential services. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has scrapped a plea agreement for accused 9/11 attacks mastermind and two other defendants. According to media reports, the move comes 2 days after the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, announced it had reached plea deals with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accused accomplices, Walid bin Attash and Mustafa al-Hafsawi, in the attacks. In Bangladesh, Kota protesters have announced a countrywide non-cooperation movement from tomorrow in protest against the recent killings and to press their 9 points demand. They will also stage demonstrations across the country today. The United States has decided to boost military presence in West Asia amid rising tensions in the region. The shift comes as U.S. leaders worry about escalating violence in West Asia in response to recent attacks by Israel on Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, which triggered threats of retaliation. In a statement, the Defense Department yesterday said Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and West Asia regions and is taking steps to send more land-based ballistic missile defense weapons there. The Intermeteorological Department has issued a red alert for extremely heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa today. Orange alert has been issued for very heavy rainfall in Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, West Rajasthan, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Bihar and Northeast regions during the next 4 days. Mumbai and its suburbs have been experiencing incessant rainfall with intense spells since morning. On day 8 of Paris Olympics 2024, Indian athletes will feature in shooting, archery, boxing, sailing and golf. In shooting, Manu Bhakra is eyeing her third medal today in the finals of the women's 25 meters pistol event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.